This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I got to start today off with something that happened this morning. And maybe I'm the idiot.
I mean, yeah, you sure are, kid.
So I come in today. We have the where Odyssey Buffalo is located is Corporate Parkway. It's a big building. It's off Maple, and we have it's a complex, right? So you walk in, and when you walk up to inside our building, there's a bunch of different offices. There's a doctor's office and a dentist office and I think a law firm and whatever. And we're up on the second floor. But it's a big complex. And this one building that we're in, you have restrooms on the first floor and on the second floor, as you know, Josh, right? So sometimes I drive in, I'm having my coffee, I get here, I use the restroom before I even come into where the studios are. You got to walk into a separate door to get to all of the studios where you have WGR, Kiss 98.5, and WBEN, and we're all right here. So a lot of times I'll just go in and use the restroom and then come out upstairs. So today, I walk into the restroom, and I see, I'll say, a higher-up ranking employee of Odyssey brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I just laughed because you just gave me the look that I gave, which is like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's kind of odd, right? It's not something you see every day, right? Am I right, wrong about this? I need your help on this for a second.
I don't think that's something that's normal at all.
Right, so I see a higher up ranking employee. This is the 9:30 in the morning, brushing his teeth inside one of the sinks. There's like four sinks, as you know, right? I'm like, oh, hey. I said, how are you? Good. I said, do you do this often? Like, brush your teeth here? He goes, yeah. What am I going to do? Walk around with coffee breath all day? And I thought to myself, okay, number one, how many people do something like this? Is this normal behavior for people at an office? Because I do not normally see this. Then, the second question after that comment to me, I got to was, maybe I'm the one that should be brushing his teeth. I just had a cup of coffee, two of them actually, before I came here.
I was just going to say, it's not that crazy of a reason, actually.
Right?
Because I sit here and I'm drinking coffee all morning too. And then when people come in to talk to me at, you know, like this time or like later, I'm like, oh man, I hope I don't have coffee breath. Because sometimes I can tell.
Yes.
Right? But like there's ways you can do it without having to brush your teeth though. If you mix in water, like sip of coffee, sip of water, that helps. Actually, I asked my dentist about that one. They said it helps. So that's dentist approved right there. But that's not a bad idea, actually. It's a little weird to be doing it in the bathroom, maybe. Like, maybe you could just have a bottle of water and do it at your desk or something. But.
Well, where are you going to have to drink it then? Don't you, if you're going to do that, aren't you going to spit the water out?
You just got a garbage. I don't know.
There is a bistro here. There is a sink. You can do that. But that's kind of the sink where people actually use to wash dishes and plates and stuff like that, right?
Would it be grosser to do it at your desk and just have to you know, rinse your mouth and spit in the garbage? Or would it be grosser in the work bathroom?
I think you go to the bathroom inside the office complex. Is probably, if you're going to do it, you do it.
Yeah, I guess.
I just had not seen someone do that. And now I'm thinking maybe I'm the one who should be doing that when I get here in the morning. Oh, and I don't know. What do you think? Am I off here?
No.
I thought it was weird.
I would definitely say that I think it's a little out of the ordinary.
If you walked in and saw that, what would be your reaction? You walk in, you see one of your, let's say a manager here of some sort,
right.
Okay, brushing his teeth in the sink of the office complex bathroom. What is your reaction?
If I'm being completely honest with you and everyone listening right now, I would plow right through that and not say a word to anybody.
Even if you had a good relationship with the person? You just kind of would... I know this person very well. Like, we're friends.
I think, I'd have to be pretty comfy. Like, if I saw Jeremy doing this in the morning, like, I come in and I go...
Okay, that's a great example.
Right.
And
I walk into the bathroom.
Do you just kind of don't say anything to him?
I, you know what would probably happen? I would probably not say anything. And then later in the day, I would go, I can't wrap my mind around this. And I would not be able to sleep at night until I asked whoever I saw, like, what's going on?
Is this new? So my first inclination was he got here late.
Right.
He was in a hurry. He had a meeting. So he got here, going to see, he's going to be in a meeting of some sort.
Right.
So he needed to brush his teeth.
Yeah.
That was kind of my first inclination. But I'm like, hey, you do this a lot.
Right, yeah.
And he goes, what am I going to do? Walk around with coffee breath all day? And I thought, well, that means you probably do this a lot after you have coffee. Yeah. Because he said yes.
That also means that this person has an office toothbrush and a home toothbrush.
Right.
Because there's no way you're bringing remembering to pack your toothbrush every morning. I sometimes almost forget my coffee.
Well, I mean, you know, that is true. If you have an office here, you might have toiletries here.
Oh, like in... Here we go. In the pencil cup, you have your toothbrush in there.
Oh, man.
Yes or no?
I don't even want to go there.
One of those little covers on it.
I will tell you, there are many times in my life I'm driving and thinking, I wish I had my toothbrush with me. Like, I feel like I need to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't drink coffee, so that, I think, definitely alleviates me from this specific situation. But there are definitely times where I'm like, I could use a portable toothbrush in the back pocket right now.
All right, so we got to get to John here, who's going to share a story with us. And I don't even know where this is going to go. John, go ahead. I know you've called before. You've worked in the media, so this doesn't surprise me what you're about to say. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I can tell you that I have brushed my teeth at every single NFL stadium, probably 90% of the indoor arenas with the NHL or NBA teams. In fact, when I worked the Sabres games on the home broadcast, I have often been caught by Marty Baron brushing my teeth in one of the upper floor.
Wow! Is it to the point now where Marty just kind of, hey, how you doing, John? Or does he say something or anything like that?
Well, I think he just gives me a kind of side-eye strange look.
Right.
If he sees me. But, I carry, and also every major airport I have brushed my teeth in as well.
Okay. See, the airport thing is not uncommon. Like, if you're traveling and you carry your toiletries in your bag maybe with you because you get to an airport and you're like, okay, I'm a little sweaty or whatever's happening, my breath, I gotta kind of take care of myself before I get to the next flight. I totally get that. I've changed in airport bathrooms or many other bathrooms, obviously. I've actually shaved in an airport bathroom before, right? I mean, like, I've had to do that, too.
I have, too.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. All right. All right, what about this? We got AJ in Orchard Park is going to chime in on this. Hi, AJ, go ahead. You're on WGR.
Oh, man, I've had a manager tell me when I first started in sales, the difference between getting a sale and not is bad breath. So every time the dentist every 6 months gives me one of those packages with floss,
yep,
toothbrush, I keep that. That's in my office, in my car. I've got those little Crest one-use toothbrushes, and I keep a razor on hand in my car in case I miss the spot shaving on my head or my face.
You know, what's funny is I'm 52, and I've always said I should have a toothbrush or I should have a razor, and I don't do that. There has to be something where I should be basically having that on hand. I got to put that in the console, and I don't have that, and you're right. I think about it, and I never actually go back and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, it's definitely helped out. I drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. And, you know, your breath takes a beating, especially after lunch. So,
yeah.
That's a power move, especially if you're going to be talking to people face to face.
Well, how about this, AJ? For me, especially, like, sometimes I got to, like, maybe impromptu go on TV, right? I mean, people are like, hey, something happened, and you're like, all of a sudden, I'm with Josh Reed of Channel 4, and he's like, we're going to talk about the Bills. Can you come on with me? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, it could happen, right? You're at the stadium. So you're right about that. Like, that's something I should think about in my life a little bit more maybe than I do. Okay, you can get connected with us. You never know where discussions are going to take us, and this is a discussion that we didn't know was going to take us. At 803-0550, but also at Sal Sports. I have some interesting tweets about this. Thank you. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Chris says, I have clear aligners, so I have to brush my teeth after every time I eat, but I put them back in, so I brush my teeth at work twice a day. Kyle says, the whole conversation reminds him of Family Guy episode. I had no, or song, I guess. Okay, I didn't know this. Chris says, disgusting and gross to brush your teeth at work. Go chew some gum. Not the spot to do it. I don't know, Chris. A lot of people are disagreeing with you, to be quite honest with you. Tony, with an I, says, I drink coffee in the office every day, then brush my teeth. He has a travel toothbrush. Not unusual to see a coworker brushing teeth. It is. No, he says it's funny listening how traumatic this is. It's not traumatic, Tony. It's not traumatic, all right? But it is definitely something I did not expect to see and was wondering, like, if this is normal behavior because I didn't see, have not seen this before, but thank you. Dawn, I work in the Rath building downtown. The ladies brush their teeth and even water pick in the ladies' room. Okay. And then we have Cruz says, my recommendation to folks is to be cautious a brushing right after consuming certain beverages. Okay, well, I think that he is a dentist. Yes, I'm looking at his profile here. Thank you. Okay. The other day, I got an email. Not an email. I got a letter. Actually, it wasn't the other day. A couple of months ago, got a letter from someone. A lot of times I get letters like this. I don't respond, but I read them, and I'm like, okay. I get hate mail, get love you mail, all that kind of stuff. It's okay. People have a right to kind of do that. But this particular one did say that, you know, you should, you know, people always tell us what we should talk about. Talk about this, talk about that. I want to hear more about baseball, basketball, college sports, all that kind of stuff. And then one of the comments from the letter basically said, you guys have way too many mundane, stupid, boring conversations about things that have nothing to do with sports. And my response was exactly this, which is, sometimes those conversations actually carry us way more than we thought they would because people are listening going, oh yeah, I can totally relate to that. So there you go. That's the brushing teeth conversation. We just had it. We're not having a whole show on it, but it took us 13 minutes and you can still chime in. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you today. We are going to have Paul Hamilton at 10:30 today. Join us here to talk a little bit about the Sabres' move yesterday of hiring Eric Staal. The apparent non-move with Kevin Adams. He's going to be retained as general manager. It appears that is the case. And then, you know, have Eric Staal kind of join him. Is there going to be somebody else joining him in the front office? We'll see about that. The Seth Appert report. He'll have more of a say maybe in scouting, hockey operations. So all of this we'll get with Paul Hamilton coming up at 10:30 and the NHL playoffs. At 11 o'clock, Ryan Green is going to join me. Ryan is great. Down in Jacksonville, radio host. He's been on before. Hacker. He's got a radio show. I think it's Hacker After Dark. Is that what it is? But either way, yes. He's terrific. And he's in Jacksonville. So he's going to kind of fill in some of the gaps of the Gabe Davis situation. I've been on with Ryan quite a bit. He's been on here, and I will say that, like, if you wanted to kind of know where things went with Gabe, why he's out there now, Ryan would be the guy to kind of help steer you there. So we're going to have him on at 11 a.m. today. I feel bad. He said he's in Disney World with his wife and kid, but he's like, dude, I'll do it, though. I felt really bad. So He offered. He said he would do it. I said, I don't want to have you come on here if you're at Disney World with your kid and all that. No, I want to come on with you on WGR. All right. So Ryan Hacker's going to join us at 11 a.m. We're going to talk about Gabe Davis. I want to talk about that with you at 803-0550. What do you think? Yay or nay? I mean, simple as that. I have to be honest with you. I have seen a lot of probably way more than expected pushback on any idea of Gabe Davis rejoining the Bills from Bills fans. Yes, I knew that that would happen. There would be some of that. There's also going to be people going, hell yeah, bring him back. There were much fewer hell yeah, bring him backs than were, oh no, don't want any part of that. A lot more of that. And maybe it's just the unsilent minority that I read on social media that's like that. But I am very curious what you think and why. Make your case either way. So I'd like to do that here for the next 10 minutes or so before we get Paul Hamilton on. All right? Give me a call. I want you to make your case, yay or nay, if the Bills should be interested in bringing Gabe Davis back. It does not mean it would happen even if they are interested. It would not mean it would happen even if he's interested. The money's got to be right. I know there's offset language. There's a lot of things to balance here. It's not the part of it. You could say if it's cheap deal. Let's just say it is. Cheap deal. You don't have to worry about it. Not going to cost that much in the salary cap. Yay or nay, make your case. Should the Bills be interested in re-signing Gabe Davis and bringing him back to a wide receiver room that includes Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, and of course, Tyrell Shavers, Laviska Shenault, Jalen Virgil, KJ Hamler, newly drafted Caden Prather. What do you say? I was surprised at the pushback. The aggressive pushback from so many about it. And you could tell me why that is. I respect and understand the point of, hey, we moved on, wasn't worth it with the money he got, and I agree with that at the time. Where's he going to fit right now? Totally get that. I also understand the other side, which is, what could it hurt? Like, you're elevating the room, bringing in someone they know, competition, right? All of that. I think you sign a guy like that, I don't know what the downside is. But I certainly respect and understand people who feel that the Bills don't need that. This is not Justin Jefferson becoming available, with all due respect, right? That's not the case. This is a guy that probably fits in as your third or fourth wide receiver at this point. But is that worth it to you? And maybe you think, no, he's not even that, Sal. He'd be number 5 or 6. 803-0550. Give me your case, yay or nay, if the Bills should be interested in reuniting with Gabe Davis. We'll have Ryan Hacker on at 11 a.m. from down in Jacksonville. He'll tell us a little bit more about why things are where they are with Gabe Davis, or got to where they got with Gabe Davis. And a little bit on the Jags offseason, which has been very eventful, actually. Lots of changes in their front office, head coach, draft, Travis Hunter, the trade they made with the Browns. They have this release here, Gabe Davis, all of that. That's Ryan Hacker. 10:30 coming up soon. Paul Hamilton, your phone calls first. Jeff in Buffalo is going to start us off. Hi, Jeff. You're on WGR. What do you think?
Hey, I see. I'm a Nate, and let me give you a little bit of my what I feel about it. You know, when he was here in the last, couple seasons, we were like, got to get Gabe Davis the ball, got to give him the ball. They even tried moving him inside. The take in the NFL, I do a little bit of research. Great blocker, not much separation. He's a physical guy, will get you, some touchdowns that way. But my other take on it is, you see this team, the way they draft it, and especially on, the defensive line, they want to get younger and, move past that. And that's the way I feel about the wide receiver room. not so much that he's an older dude, but he's been here. You tried your crack with him, and yeah, he got you some really good touchdowns. Again, being physical and fighting for the ball, but I'd really like to see a little bit more speed, and I think that's what the Bills are trying to do in that room, is get a little bit more speed on the outside. And you always got Keon Coleman to sort of hopefully replace Davis in that physical role. But, yeah, I just see it.
All right.
One more thing.
Yeah.
As far as that defensive line goes, you know, and them drafting, you know, them big boys up front, I see Daquan Jones like, you know, what's the ramifications of letting him go?
Let me look that up for you. I had that earlier. I've looked it up earlier before, I should say, but let me just do that for you while you're on right now. Hold on. I'll go to Over the Cap. You got SpotTrack, Over the Cap. They both do a great job of this. If they were to release him right now, post June 1, they would save $5.5 million, but they would take a $3.9 million dead cap. So it's not out of the realm to do something like that. You'd eat close to $4 million, which you wouldn't love, but you would save $5.5 million on the cap.
Right, and plus you got those rookies to start, hopefully.
Yeah, I think more than anything for me, Jeff, for Daquan, it is the money. That's all that matters. It's, do you have someone capable enough to do that job? Because you could say they drafted these guys, but are they ready to play that role? You know what I mean? That would be it for me.
But is he really like, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's had a couple of good seasons, especially when I first got here, but with that run defense, and he's in there, and he's not, you know,
again, but what's your alternative? What's your alternative?
You would hope that maybe this Deion guy can plug some holes, or they can play three technique across the board in there. You know,
correct, Jeff. But you just said it the word. You hope. You don't know that. That's the issue I'm having. Like, I think more than anything, it's a football decision at this point. I know, Jeff. Really I know. I get it. You understand what I'm saying, though? You can't just say, "Well, hey, we hope these guys are good." You got to make sure they are before you do that.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
That's just a thought I had, and you know, if it happens this summer, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I wouldn't either, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm totally with you, but I don't think you just do it out of, you just can't do it in a vacuum. I think you got to have these guys show that they can play the one technique. Butch on the east side, what do you think, Butch?
My brother, how you doing, man?
Good,
buddy.
I
love WGR, and to the fans who listen and watch, I definitely love you. My brother, I'm going to get right to it. Number one is, let me tell you something. To me personally, it's an embarrassment and it's disrespectful to even be speaking about another wide receiver on this team. Brandon Bean has done enough for this season, filling that wide receiver. Secondly, Gabe Davis is trash. That's one. He had one big game in a playoff when he had 200-something yards. Well, we could have went to the Super Bowl in 13 seconds. We lost the game. That was it. That's his highlight of his whole entire career. Before he left, he was lazy. He wasn't really fighting. He was injured. I'm giving respect on that. But see, sometimes you can smell yourself so well that you think you're so good that you disrespect who paid you, who fed you, who nurtured you, and you go somewhere else and you won't even stay there a year. And they figure you out like you figure them out. And they really understand talent. You don't have it. You're done. My thing is, I find it. I just spoke about this with Steve and Brownie the other day. I said, please, fans, please, guys. Brandon Bean has done enough feeding this refrigerator with wide receivers. We don't want to speak about that. We got two free agents. Undrafted, Mississippi Baylor. We got a guy we drafted from Maryland. We got two guys we signed, one from the Chargers, one from the Browns. We already got receivers that we already have in staff. We already had a guy named Terrell Shavers. We already got tight ends that's worthy. To me, personally, to me, it is totally, totally disrespectful to the organization to even bring this up. In the first place. Secondly, and I don't want to sound redundant, but he's trash.
All right.
He's done.
All right. I love you, man. I don't agree with you.
Last caller, my friend, let me just say this to you. Daquan Jones is going to be so motivated based off, again, what Brandon has done already, bringing other D linemen in, that I can see him playing better than he's ever have, plugging these holes, filling those gaps, why these guys got to sit out five games. I love you, my brother. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five. And I love you. I don't mean to sound so urgent.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to tell you this, Butch. I love you too, buddy, but I totally disagree. I don't think Gabe Davis is trash at all. He might not be an all-pro wide receiver. He's had four consecutive seasons, all with the Bills, in the top 10 of yards per reception in this league. He is the number two wide receiver ever in this organization as far as touchdown catches in the postseason. I don't think that translates to trash. I don't think it's disrespectful at all to add talent to a room, but you don't think it's talent. It is not disrespectful to have more competition anywhere across the board. That said, good call. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, as always. Matt in Hamburg. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad I got to come on here right after that call. I was listening to Butch, and I mean, I love listening to Butch. He calls a lot, but I was with him. I was like, yeah. I was like, Bean has done enough at wide receiver. And then he said Gabe Davis is trash. And I was originally calling to just say, hey, you know what? We might be good at receiver for this year, but if they brought Davis back. I think the reason he might not have looked as great in Buffalo for a while, I think it's just because the way we use them. Mm-hmm. You just keep putting him on the outside. He's not that fast. He couldn't separate as well. But if you remember in the last season he was with us, we played, I think it was against the Jets, and they started using him underneath and over the middle. And while I know we're pretty short up at the slot position, he was awesome when they did that. He was productive. I think he had like team high in catches that game. It was like 9 or 10 catches that game alone. I don't know. If we were to bring him back, I would just be hopeful that we didn't just put him on the outside and run him on fly routes again. That's all I got.
All right, but I got you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Real quick, let's get to James in New Jersey so he doesn't have to wait through Paul Hamilton. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Sal. Great show.
Thanks.
I'm not sold on it, but I think he'd make a good Mac Hollins replacement. Mm-hmm. Good blocker, limited touches, and he's got the familiarity with Josh. So, I mean, if it's cheap, one-year deal, why not?
Yeah. Do you know what's funny?
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of speculation on the schedule.
Yeah.
I never hear anybody speculating the Bills to Madrid against the Dolphins. It's always either London or Ireland. Is Madrid not an option for the Bills?
I have to look. No, I mean, I think the reason would be I can't imagine they would put a division game there, but you're right. Let me look into the rules, but I think technically it would be open. Generally don't do that with division games, but you're right. Let me look and see, but thanks, James. I appreciate that. I'll take a look at that just to see why we're not maybe giving a little more space to that. You know what I mean?
That'd be a great takeover Spain trip for Mafia.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a divisional game there. I don't know if they would do something like that. The Dolphins, you know, the NFL and the Dolphins. But then again, Bills do take over South Florida, and maybe they say, put the Bills in Spain instead of in Miami so we don't have as many Bills fans take over our stadium. Maybe they say that, right, James? I get you, buddy. Thank you.
If they do it, I'm booking it.
All right, you got it. I'm going to take a look into that. Paul Hamilton on the way next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, great calls, and it is a great example. What we just had of exactly what I said earlier. Very polarizing player, very polarizing topic. You have some people very aggressive about not wanting Gabe Davis back, and then you have others going, what are you talking about? He can help. Love it. We'll get Paul Hamilton next, and then Ryan Hacker from Jacksonville on Gabe Davis and the Jags at 11 a.m. on WGR.